Today, February 2nd, holds a twofold significance, the Feast of Candlemas and the Feast of Our Lady of Good Success. Inspired by Padre Pio's devotion to Our Lady, today's video delves into the incredible story of Our Lady of Good Success. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here, especially because I have something special to share. On February 11th, the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes, your intentions will be brought to Lourdes and entrusted to Our Lady in prayer. All you need to do is enroll your intentions using the link in the description below. There's no cost, so don't miss this opportunity. Now let's move on to our story. On February 2nd, 1594, Our Lady appeared for the first time to Mother Mariana de Jesus Torres, a Conceptionist nun in Quinto, Ecuador. During these apparitions, Our Lady revealed numerous prophecies to the saintly nun, leaving her in awe. However, she also received messages foretelling a grave crisis that would befall the Catholic Church and society at large. Our Lady spoke of a time when heresies would spread around the world, children would be corrupted to the point where innocence would become nearly impossible to find, and souls would face persecution from both enemies of the faith and misguided members of the Church. But Our Lady did not conclude her message with disheartening prophecies of the future. Instead, she offered a message of hope. This is what Our Lady of Good Success told Mother Mariana. During upcoming years, which will be ominous for the Church, the accursed sect of Freemasonry will take over the civil government. A cruel persecution will rage against all religious communities and descend upon this convent with special fury. Because of those wretched men, the convent would perish. But God lives, and I live, and we will raise powerful defenders from their own midst. We shall place insurmountable difficulties in their path. The triumph will be ours. Furthermore, Our Lady provided Mother Mariana with a specific request. She said, "It is the wish of my most holy Son that you command a statue of me to be made just as you see me. Place it on the seat of the abbess so that from there I may govern my convent. In my right hand, place the crozier and the keys to the cloister as a symbol of ownership and authority. You will have my divine child placed in my left arm so that all mortals may understand that I am powerful in appeasing divine justice and obtaining mercy and forgiveness for every sinful soul who comes to me with a contrite heart." Insistent in her command for a statue, the Blessed Virgin even said to Mariana, "Measure me yourself with the Franciscan cincture that you wear around your waist. Place your cord in my right hand and touch the other end to my foot." As you can imagine, Mother Mariana, trembling with joy and reverence, did what Mary Most Holy ordered. After taking the measurements, Our Lady continued, "Here, my daughter, you have the measurement of your heavenly mother. Give them to my servant, Francisco del Castillo, and describe to him my features and bearing. He will do the exterior work, for he possesses a delicate conscience and keeps the commandments of God and the Church. No other will be worthy of this grace. You, on your part, help him with your prayers and humble suffering." This here is a photograph of the original statue. But our story doesn't end just here. Years later, Mother Mariana recounted a supernatural incident that occurred as the statue was being completed. Listen to this. "Our Lady commanded me to have a statue made. It was made by a man of God, Francisco del Castillo, who already enjoys God in heaven. On the day that he planned to give it its final touches, God, out of the special love that he has for this convent, so disposed that the beautiful statue should be finished by angels. When Francisco came to continue his work, he saw the outer layer of his carvings on the floor. Filled with a special admiration, he gave his assurance in a sworn written statement that the statue's features were not the way he had left them the previous afternoon. He added that he dared not touch the holy statue, not even to kiss it, because he considered himself unworthy of this work of the angels, which was no longer his own. Mother Mariana then concludes her testament with these encouraging words. When your souls suffer temptations and are immersed in grief, and if the star of your vocation is hidden by divine permission from the sight of your soul, turn to Our Lady with confidence and say, Star of the stormy sea of my mortal life, may your light shine upon me so that I do not stray away from the path that leads me to heaven. And with that, the story concludes. Mother Mariana was shown trials that feel strikingly familiar today. Yet, Our Lady's words remind us that confusion and persecution are never the final chapter. When faith is tested and hope feels distant, Mary remains the sure guide who leads souls safely to Christ. So may the love and protection of Our Lady be with you always. Wishing each one of you a blessed feast day.